The Trump administration's federal funding freeze is creating uncertainty for some climate-friendly grants. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, as lawsuits over the freeze make their way through the courts, Indiana nonprofits are unsure how to move forward.
Solar Opportunities Indiana was awarded funding to help install solar panels for lower-income residents and community solar projects. Program Director Allison Becker says, for now, funds through the Environmental Protection Agency are available for grantees, and the agency is communicating with them again. But Solar Opportunities is hesitant to make agreements with communities doing the work, not knowing if they'll get paid.
I think people are excited about the projects that they have to offer, and they want to be able to move forward with those. So we're just trying to balance out putting our best foot forward, but also preparing for what might come next.
Groups awarded grants related to home energy rebates and electric vehicle chargers along interstate highways say they're still waiting for guidance from the federal government. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Officials with Indiana's nonprofit Green Bank say it's committed to help pay for energy efficiency and renewable energy projects for Hoosiers and organizations in need, whether it receives federal grant funding or not.